News Radio KMAN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And a good morning to you. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things on the other side of the glass. And every month we talk with the Riley County Historical Museum. Today we have Alana Parker, the curator of design, joining us here in studio. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for letting me join you.
You bet. It's always fun to learn. I look forward to this because I get to learn a little bit more about my surroundings here in Manhattan and Riley County. And I always learn something new here.
Well, good. Yes, we have such an incredible history, and some of those stories that are maybe a little lesser known, and some of those, like today, talking about Eureka Lake Resort and Electric Park, thought would be kind of a fun topic today, especially as we're approaching summertime and some of those summertime activities that people may have taken part in around the turn of the century. So there's a lot of fun things to talk about there.
Absolutely. And before we get into that discussion, too, I know you guys were busy this past weekend. Did you partake in the Juneteenth?
Yes. So we do have the Pioneer Log Cabin, which is located right there in Manhattan City Park. If you've ever noticed that little log cabin there, it is open usually Sundays from April to October from 2 to 5. But we were open for Juneteenth. And this year marked the 140th anniversary of the Exoduster Movement here in Manhattan. Well, the Exoduster Movement in Kansas overall, but it was in April of 1879 when the Exodusters came here to Manhattan. So we've partnered with the Riley County Genealogical Society. They've done wonderful research, and we had some special exhibit panels that focused on that. And then, of course, it being the 30th anniversary of the Juneteenth celebration here in Manhattan, too. So it was a fun day, and yeah, the food's so good.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and I had a chance to kind of come and go throughout the day there, Juneteenth. It was a lot of fun, and just the weather held out perfectly for it.
Yes, I remember it usually being hot. I think last year was a little on the warm side, but this was comfortable. You had some shade every once in a while, so it was a fun event.
Well, absolutely. You know, people looking to get more outdoors here in the summertime, and as you mentioned, our topic here today, Eureka Lake Resort here. Now, I didn't know this, but this is on the site of the former Flint Hills Job Corps.
Correct. So this was located, Flint Hills Job Corps. That was the location where this was built, and it was a luxurious resort. But backing up a little further, so there used to be a lake there. It was an oxbow lake that was formed in 1844 from a flood. And so the flood cut off that channel and left its, I kind of look at it as a little fish hook. You can actually look at plat maps from 1881. You can see this little fish hook that kind of extends north, looks like a little comma sideways, and then compare it to Google Maps today. You can still see the outline, and when it rains a little heavily, you can still see it fills with water. So this lake was formed, and it became a very popular fishing spot, swimming spot. But then it brought the attention, drew the attention of a man. His name was Charles Paulson Dewey. And C.P. Dewey was from Ohio. He was born in 1843, and he had made a large sum of money. Well, his family was in iron foundry and banking, but where he really made quite a bit of his fortune was in the 1871 Chicago Fire. So if you're familiar with the Chicago Fire, that infamous story about Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicking over the lantern, igniting that fire, and I thought this was really interesting. In 1871, it cost $222 million in damage, which would be about $4.6 billion today. So C.P. Dewey saw that, and he purchased these lots at inexpensive rates, built on them, and then sold them at large dividends. So that's where he really made quite a bit of his money. And then in the 1880s, he started looking to Kansas as a place for financial opportunity. So he started purchasing his first, making his first land purchases in the 1880s. So he had about 11,000 acres here in Riley and Geary County. But as I mentioned, what drew his attention was Eureka Lake. And so, and I probably should have backed up a little bit and explained if anybody's not familiar with the Flint Hills Job Corps, where that is, if you're heading out toward the airport on K-18, so about 4 or 5 miles west of town, you'll see that building there on the north side of the road, and that's the location we're referring to. And this lake It was about 2 miles long, and at its deepest point, which I always found this interesting, is about 40 feet deep at its deepest point, and then about a half mile wide. So he went out to the site and thought it was beautiful and purchased about 6 acres, or at least about 6 acres, and in June of 1901 opened a resort, and it is referred to in the papers as a luxurious hotel resort. And, of course, being right there on the lake allowed Manhattan residents and from all over. He brought in friends from Chicago to come to this resort here and became a popular, the kind of the popular place for Manhattanites to go during the summer, starting in 1901.
Wow. So, and I don't, I haven't been out there a whole lot to the lake. I've been out by Job Corps, but I've seen some pictures of these waterfalls. Do those always exist here, or was that after?
With the waterfalls, that I'm not sure. Some of them may have formed later, but I haven't seen any too many out around there. I'm going to have to do some more exploring out around there. But it is a really beautiful area. You might have some pulled up there.
I'm looking at a different part. This is Eureka, Kansas.
So. Yes, that's what I was wondering. Okay. I know Eureka, so. they have some there. But with this resort that he had, so he was referred to frequently in the Manhattan papers as the Manhattan Santa Claus. So here's this man from Ohio. He comes in, and he starts building. He has got the resort there that he built in 1901. But then one of my favorite stories about C.P. Dewey, and this is kind of skewing a little bit from our summertime conversation, but I think it's still kind of a fun story about C.P. Dewey. So one of his projects that you can also still see in our community today are the former Park Place Apartments. So if you're familiar, they're at 412 North 11th Street. There's a building. It served as one of the dormitories that was constructed for Kansas State Agricultural College students. And so there were 2 dorms that he built, one for men and one for women. So these would rent for about $4 a week. But my favorite part of this story was, well, first of all, he equipped these dorms. He personally selected fine furniture, the library for it. So you would think if you were a college student, you'd really want to live there. However, so the men's dorm was full, but for the women's dorm, C.P. Dewey had some rules for the ladies. The ladies had to be in their rooms no later than 10 o'clock at night. Those same rules didn't apply for the men, but for the ladies, 10 o'clock at night, and that they should not entertain company more than 2 nights per week. So for that reason, the women's dorm remained mostly vacant most of its time. I thought that was just such a fun story talking about C.P. Dewey. But so one of those things that still exists in the community today. So it's just on the east side of City Park there.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, so times are a little different back then.
Yes.
You know, they have a lot more rules. Kind of similar to maybe how some of the colleges operated there.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so that's kind of one of those fun stories about him. But we do have some incredible photographs and artifacts on exhibit right now at the Riley County Museum that relate to Eureka Lake Resort. And one of my favorite artifacts is a leather ladies' glove. It's a white leather ladies' glove. And on this glove, it has the signatures of several individuals, and one of those individuals is Harry P. Wareham, and it has the date on it. And I think most, if you're from Riley County, you're familiar with the name Harry P. Wareham, the Wareham Opera House and the Wareham Hotel. And on that glove, it says, "Remember the fishing party at Eureka Lake," and signed by Harry Wareham. And then in accompanying that artifact, we have a wonderful photograph. So one of the amenities out at this Eureka Lake Resort was a diving tower. So it was built several stories up. So you would climb and then dive off into the lake. And in this photograph, it's Harry Wareham, which if you're familiar with his story, he remained a bachelor his whole life. And accompanying him are 5 ladies on this diving tower. So it's just kind of a perfect photograph to me and kind of encapsulates Harry Wareham. And with the fishing glove, it's just a wonderful to imagine these individuals going out there and enjoying their summers out at the lake.
Now, you mentioned, I think beforehand, that this was a kind of a short-lived resort here.
It was. So this was only open from 1901 to 1904. And originally, that's the fun thing about history. You're always learning more. And thankfully, with technology today, it makes it a lot easier researching in newspapers. So in 1903, I know we've been discussing quite a bit about flooding lately. 1903, and it was early June, there was a terrible flood. And originally, we thought that that flood had that's what was the demise of the resort. However, in researching a little further, we were able to find that the resort was actually used as kind of a place of refuge for people. They used, though they had these naphtha-powered boats, so these kind of gas-powered would launch you. They would actually go around and rescue people in the area and bring them back to the resort because I guess it was kind of a safer place than what would be some of those homes that were flooded around. So that's kind of interesting, too, is learning additional facts about the resort. And it's funny, in the papers, they even kind of make a joke about it that the following year that the resort was flooded with guests. So they're making light of a more kind of a difficult situation. So it was 1904, and the reason why it closed then, C.P. Dewey unfortunately passed away in 1904, and he was a busy fellow. He went back. He had iron mines in Virginia, and while he was back there, he had a surgery for a carbuncle that was on his face, and it went awry. He had an infection and unfortunately passed away because of that. Now, he did have a son. And I think this might be something, if anybody is interested in talking about some other time, but the story about his son Chauncey, it was kind of expected that he would take over the resort. However, he had gotten into some legal trouble out in western Kansas because they also had property and several acres in Rawlins County. And there was a dispute that led to a shootout, more or less, and murder charges. So Chauncey was a little preoccupied dealing with that and didn't have time to run the resort. So that's the amazing thing. And I hope any listeners will come by the museum. And when you see these photographs of how beautiful this site really was, you get a really good sense of how people spent their time. You can almost put yourself in that place around the turn of the century. So, but just 1901 to 1904, so very short-lived.
Yeah. Well, and they solve disputes a lot differently than we do these days.
Yes.
We're a little more civil about things like that.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You hope. But it was over a water dispute. So, And I think that's it is interesting. Anytime that we've given this program on Eureka Lake, a lot of people, they remember if they're from western Kansas, that memory is still alive and well out there, remembering that story about Chauncey. So
interesting. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll talk more here with Alana Parker from the Riley County Historical Museum when we return on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Pugh Communication Services, a division of Economy Electric, providing all of your commercial and residential low-voltage wiring needs.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
If you haven't visited Mid-America Piano before, you really should. We have one of the best selections of like-new pianos anywhere in the country at very affordable prices. Swing by Mid-America Piano today, just a mile south of Manhattan on Highway 177. Piano4u.com.
For a once-in-a-lifetime experience, engagement ring shopping simply can't be duplicated on a computer screen. At Fifely Jewelers, you'll be pleasantly surprised by our pricing compared to buying online, and we offer financing. Plus, you'll have peace of mind by shopping locally with Fifely Jewelers.
Car Clinic, with their AAA-approved auto repair technicians, can handle any job, including transmission repair, steering, suspension, brakes, and much more. Schedule your vehicle maintenance by calling 539-1040. Car Clinic, they truly care about you and your car.
KMAN is keeping it local. Find more great local businesses plus special deals and offers when you keep it local at 1350KMAN.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial. Did you know that ESB Financial